latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Whilst the summer drought has caused problems for countless crops across Spain, the unusually high temperatures of October are delaying citrus fruit from colouring in areas such as Córdoba, Seville and Huelva. As temperatures have reached 35 degrees, rains have been scarce, apart from a few sudden downpours. Initial assessments reveal fruit with higher calibers than usual, which consequently results in a lower yield, although the quality is good, with a good level of sugar and juice. Spain is to receive a grant from the European Union in order to improve the competitiveness of the agriculture and food sector by developing measures such as restructuring of farms. The €8 billion funding aims to establish the strategy for the optimum use of the structural funds and the European investment in the country. There'll also be extra funding for financial territorial cooperation, youth employment, rural development and the fisheries and maritime sectors also, all aimed at boosting the production within the agriculture sector. Banco Santander, one of Europe's largest banks, reported a 52% increase in their third quarter profit this week, with an increase of €1.6 billion, up from the €1.06 billion of the same time last year. The Spanish ambassador to India, Gustavo de Artesquia, has called on the Punjab Chief Minister, Sukhbir Singh Badal, to develop a partnership on key areas of strategic development in the areas of water treatment and renewable energy. Singh Badal is expected to lead a delegation to Barcelona later this month in order for them to attend the Smart City Expo 2014. Spain has been representing business interests in Cuba this week as the largest exhibitor during the Havana International Fair, the most important business event held on the island with 132 participating companies. Ambassador to Cuba Francisco Montalban and representatives from the Cuban Foreign Ministry inaugurated the Spanish pavilions at the fair. Montalban emphasized the Spanish business presence in Cuba with 200 branch offices and 32 mixed firms operating on the island, noting a favorable state of bilateral trade, which in 2013 reached a record level of €1 billion.